Am I in the air?
Do I have everybody's attention now? Do I have everybody's attention now?
John, I got you.
John, I got you. Do I have everybody's Sunday attention night. Now?
He put them cameras on me, then you must be willing to get that heart touched. This a must-see feeling. The news ain't good, then it must be villain. So I say a tag grounded, I don't trust these ceilings. Spread a crushing nose, and I'm on your air. Highest necks on the cloud. Am I in the air? Sunday night's prime time. I flex my better Voltron, transform to DX Don. Mega and off-scene, you probably think I'm nice, cause I flow like a stream to your wireless device. And the smoke full of steam on any given night, how short like a piece of any given slice. And for the latest and what is best about, I tune in and tune the rest out, Don. You gotta tell them, am I in the clear? Is this thing gone? Am I on the air? On the air?
Yeah, Barbie, you want to go for a ride? Then jump on in and come on, Barbie, let's go party. What is going down, everybody? Welcome back to the show. This is a new episode of Am I on the Air? My name is Don Mega, and I'm your host, and I am once again so thrilled that you're here to join me to get caught up with all the latest and the greatest when it comes to entertainment news, in television, in movies, and in non-spoiler reviews. You come right here to Am I on the Air. Guys, we're going to be breaking down the news from July 19th through today, July the 23rd. We're broadcasting live on our original broadcast day, which is a Sunday. Yeah, we used to do the show always on a Sunday. And for the last year, we've been doing it usually on a Tuesday. But we're back on a Sunday tonight. And I wanted to make sure I got a new episode out for you guys, because I'm going to actually be going on vacation this week. Not a big vacation, just a little staycation, kind of local, but taking the fam and going to go do some fun stuff for a couple days. So I am going to be out of town for pretty much the whole week and pretty busy. And I knew I wouldn't have time to record a new episode, so I am here early. So it's going to probably be a pretty short episode because we don't even have a full week to talk about. But I wanted to make sure I did a new episode for the week to talk about Barbie, to talk about television shows and everything that's going on right now in that entertainment world. So we're going to be talking once again everything July 19th through July 23rd. Where this is season 26, episode 27, and tonight's show is Let's Go Party. And because, yes, we are talking about Barbie, the number one movie in the world. We're going to break that down here non-spoiler in just a second. But first of all, got some big exciting news that I wanted to just say thank you and really shout out. Because yesterday I got an email saying that this podcast right here, Am I on the Air, had crossed 1 million downloads. 1 million. I mean, what a milestone to hit. I have been on my current server for about a decade now, for about 10 years doing this show. To hit 1 million downloads is massive for a little podcast like myself, where I really don't put any money into marketing, outreach, anything, right? This is super grassroots, where we just share the podcast on Twitter and on Threads and on Instagram, right? That we try to get the word out and really use word of mouth to get people to listen, right? And I get a lot of people that listen all across the world, and to hit 1 million blew my mind. It was a very unexpected email to get and a pleasant surprise email to get. So I really just wanted to take a second to say thank you. Thank you to anybody that has ever listened to this podcast at any point, whether you listen to one episode or you listen to every episode. Thank you. Thank you for being a part of this journey and getting us across that million mark. I feel like it was less than a year ago when I got the same email saying I had crossed 500,000 and I was over the moon about that. 1 million? Wow. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And I really appreciate you. Now spread that love and let other people know, hey, come listen to Am I on the Air, because this is your one-stop shop, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let's get on into it. Non-spoiler, let's talk Barbie. That's right. This movie, man, I can't believe I'm as stoked to talk about it as I am. Because I remember a couple years ago, right here on this show, when we talked about Amy Schumer doing the Barbie movie, right? We didn't know much about it, but Amy Schumer was going to do the Barbie movie, and then it fell apart and she left the project and the project went quiet for a little bit. And then Margot Robbie stepped in. Margot Robbie going to play Barbie. We got Greta Gerwig stepping in, a big fan favorite female director to come in, make this movie, written by her, Greta Gerwig and Noah Baumbach. Like I said, Margot Robbie coming in and then getting Ryan Gosling to play Ken. You got America Ferrera coming into this thing. Kate McKinnon, Michael Cera, Simu Liu, Issa Rae, Kingsley Benadire, Alexander Shipp. And the list goes on and on and on. There's so many people in this movie. And then I still was like, Barbie movie? It's kind of how I felt when they were making the Lego movie, right? I was like, Lego movie? Do we really need this thing? And the Lego movie turned out fantastic, right? So Barbie movie's coming out. And I'm like, whatever. And then the first trailer drops. And I'm like, okay, that was pretty cute. That was pretty funny. And the second trailer comes out and I'm like, oh my God, this actually looks really good. And now I kind of want to go see this movie. And then this weekend comes, right? The big Barbenheimer weekend comes out where you got two massive movies hitting the streets in Barbie and Oppenheimer and what's going to win and who's going to do what. And, you know, my wife said, hey, you know, I really want to go see Barbie. We drug my daughter to go see Barbie. And she actually, she's never really played with Barbies and she didn't want nothing to do with this movie. She was like, can you leave me at home? Can you get a babysitter? I really don't want to go watch this movie, right? My daughter's 9 and she wanted nothing to do with it. We said, nope, you're coming with us. We're going to go watch this movie. So we went and watched the movie and I liked this thing so much more than I ever thought I would. Especially the first hour of the film is outstanding. Most of the stuff that takes place in Barbie Land is incredible, man. It's like the toys come to life, the way that they act, the way that they do things. It's awesome. Then, of course, it crosses over kind of into the real world, and then it kind of goes back, and there's a lot of things that change and go here and there. Is it a perfect movie? No. For me, there's, you know, Will Ferrell's in this movie, and there's a kind of thing where he runs Mattel, and this is in the trailer, so I'm not really giving anything away, but what I would say to it, as much as I love Will Ferrell, his character and that kind of subplot wasn't needed in this movie. I think we could have got from A to Z just fine without having to do the Will Ferrell character and kind of have that whole side note thing. So that brought my score down. But overall, everybody's great. Especially Ryan Gosling. He stole the show for me. Ken is amazing. There's a lot of rumors going around. They want to do a Ken spinoff. Please, because that would be awesome to see. I thought America Ferrera was fantastic. Ariana Greenblatt plays her daughter. She was really good. Kate McKinnon's always good. Michael Cera was great. Simu Liu, you know, Shang-Chi himself was awesome when he pops up. Everybody that's in this movie plays their role and they know what they're doing. And you could say everyone understood the assignment. Margot Robbie's so amazing in this. And she has so many different layers in this movie. That's not just stereotypical Barbie that she plays, but you know, as the movie goes on and as she develops feelings and as things change, she rolls with those punches. And the movie's just hilarious, man. Like it just flows. And at the end of this movie, I just had a big smile on my face and I really, really enjoyed it. So I would give Barbie 4 out of 5 stars. And then going back to my daughter, when the movie was over, she was like, I really, really like that. That was probably one of my favorite movies of the year. And she gave it 5 out of 5. And she's already asking to go back and watch it again. So, you know, for somebody like my daughter, who actually had zero interest in watching this movie and then coming out, giving it a 5 out of 5 and wanting to go back and see it again, shows you kind of what kind of movie it is. And for me, right, you know, being a middle-aged white man, that I could go into this thing and walk out being like, all right, Barbie, let's go party and having a great time with it. Like I said, Ryan Gosling, just so great in this thing. He made me laugh so hard. I would give a big thumbs up and think, you know, hey, if you're on the fence for some reason to watching this movie, don't be. Go watch it. Go have a great time. and enjoy Barbie. Like I said, 4 out of 5 stars. On a real quick side note, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this one because this movie's been out for quite a while, but I finally got around to watching Bros. And, you know, I don't know why I hesitated for a long time on watching this movie because I really like everybody that's in it. The writer-director, Nicholas Stoller, is great. I like Billy Eichner. I thought the trailer looked funny. Everybody that's seen it was said it was really funny. I just never got around to it. So last night, wanted a good movie to watch, popped it on. It's playing on Amazon Prime right now. And I thought it was really, really good. It's a super solid movie. It's really funny. I just got done watching Platonic on Apple TV Plus, which I think Platonic's one of the best shows of the year. Love it, love it, love it. That is also from Nicholas Stoller. And one of the lead actors in the show is Luke McFarlane, who plays Rose Byrne's husband in the show. Well, he is one of the leads in this he's Billy Eichner's boyfriend on this movie. And so it was cool to see him in a different kind of role. But I saw a lot of like the same characters from Platonic pop up, and there was a lot of that same kind of humor, and it just really works. You know, it is a typical kind of rom-com movie, just using gay characters. So it was kind of the same format, but at the end of the day, I liked the way it went. I liked the jokes they told, and I felt everybody came off really funny. And that's really when you go into a comedy, you just want to laugh. And I laughed a lot in this thing. So big thumbs up for Bros. If you haven't seen it, definitely check it out on Prime Video. And then over on TV, there's not much new out that I've gotten a chance to get into, but I did watch the season premiere of Minx Season 2. Minx was a show that came out last year on HBO Max, and I got into it a little late to the game, but really ended up enjoying it, binged the whole thing, loved it. And then found out that HBO Max, even though they had renewed it for Season 2, canceled it, even though the show only needed to film one more episode, and the season was done, and HBO Max still canceled the thing. Luckily, Stars swept in and picked up the show for its second season, let them finish filming it, and so Minx Season 2 is now streaming on Stars, and I thought it was a really solid season premiere. This has a great cast, especially led by Jake Johnson, who I just absolutely love that dude, and the supporting cast is fantastic, so good to see everybody back. Thank you again to Stars for bringing this show back and letting us get our season 2. So make sure you check out Minx right there. I was hoping to have started Lioness Special Ops, which is a new show on Paramount Plus. It's the new Taylor Sheridan show with Zoe Saldana and Nicole Kidman and Morgan Freeman. Looks really, really good. They dropped the first 2 episodes. I just have not had a chance to get into it yet. So I will be checking that out, and hopefully we'll have that for you guys on the next episode. But yeah, that's what I got right now. Barbie, Bros, and Minx Season 2. So Barbie in theaters, 4 out of 5. Bros, big thumbs up. Check it out on Prime Video. And Minx Season 2 streaming over on Stars. But it is a weekly show, so you can only watch the first episode so far on that. All right, over on the box office side. You ready? And I know for those of you that are scratching your head right now, go and be like, where's the Oppenheimer review? I'm just going to put it out there right now. I don't know if I'm going to see this damn movie. I know everybody's eating it up. I know everybody that has seen it says it's so fantastic, right? Which I knew was coming a mile away because everybody loves Christopher Nolan and he can do no wrong. So I knew everybody was going to come out of that movie being like, it's incredible. But the crazy thing is I've also heard a lot of people be like, it's incredible, but I'll never watch it again. And that always bugs me with a movie because if there's no replay value, makes it hard. It makes it really hard for me. I was very busy this weekend and only had time to see Barbie. Also didn't really have time because it's a 3-hour movie. And with a Christopher Nolan dialogue heavy movie for 3 hours, I really don't know if I can do it. I really don't know if I could sit through it. I'm not that type of reviewer that could just go and watch everything. I have to have some piece of me want to see it. And even though for the last year I've been hit over the head with Oppenheimer trailers during every movie I've gone to in the last 12 months, it just never looked all that great to me. And it just looks like a very I don't know how to say it, and I don't want to, you know, piss anybody off. You know, I'm sure it's a great movie, and eventually I'm sure I will see it, but I will probably wait for it to hit streaming and watch it at home, just because I just don't really think I can sit through 3 hours of Oppenheimer. But it was the big Barbenheimer weekend, and they did dominate as expected, so let's talk about it. Coming in number 10, No Hard Feelings. Number 9, Transformers Rise of the Beast. Number 8, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. Number 7, Elemental. Number 6, Insidious, The Red Door. Number 5, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. Number 4, Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1. Why are you guys not watching this movie? That's where I'm going to pause for a second and really ask you guys, why are we not watching Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1? This is one of the best movies of the year. This movie is fantastic, and it just dropped 64% from week one to week two. It went from number one to number four. Now, obviously, we knew it wasn't going to be Barbie or Oppenheimer in week two, but even The Sound of Freedom, which has been out for many, many weeks, beat Mission Impossible, and I don't understand it. Sound of Freedom's been out for 3 weeks. Mission Impossible on its second week, getting beat out by Sound of Freedom. Sound of Freedom only dropped 26%. Mission Impossible, 64%. Why are we not supporting this film? Everyone I know loves this movie. This movie has a 90-something percent critic and audience rating. What are we missing here? Why are people not going out and supporting this film? It really is making me scratch my head, and I really want to implore anybody that has not watched this movie to go watch it. Okay? Please. Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1, number 4. Number 3, Sound of Freedom. Number 2, Oppenheimer, bringing in an amazing $80.5 million. That is blowing away expectations. They thought the movie was only going to make about 50 to 55 mil. It made 80.5 million. So an amazing above expectation debut there. And then Barbie, you want to talk above expectations? Barbie was expected, predicted to make somewhere between maybe 60 to 70 mil. Then preview night came out and they were like, oh, it might actually hit 100. Barbie made $155 million in its opening weekend. $155. It is now officially the biggest debut of the year. Finally, a movie has beat Super Mario Brothers to take that title right there. Super Mario made $143, I believe, in its opening weekend and has bid the biggest of the year. Now Barbie, $155. So congratulations there, man. Barbenheimer did its thing. Oppenheimer, $80.5 million. Barbie, $155 million. Also the biggest debut ever for a female director. So big props to Greta Gerwig. And then when you add in the international numbers, Barbie has already made almost $400 million. It's insane for its opening weekend. So big, big, big congratulations there. Man, Barbie absolutely crushed it more than I ever expected. All right, guys, that is your box office. Let's get on over to the news. As you know, we're still in the middle of a strike. That's right, an actor's strike and a writer's strike. So new Law & Order and One Chicago episodes, of course, will be delayed as NBC is reshuffling its 2023 schedule amid the strikes, which is something that's happening for every network. Everything is being shifted back, and they're going to look to do a lot of reality shows for this early part or the end part of 2023, and most of your favorite shows won't be back to 2024 if things get back to normal. Aquaman 2, I'm hearing a lot of problems here, guys. I'm hearing the test screenings are going horrible. I'm hearing that, you know, they've had to do 3 rounds of reshoots. They had to take out Michael Keaton, then they did new reshoots with Ben Affleck coming back. But then after all the Flash stuff, they took the Ben Affleck stuff out. And supposedly they just shot some new stuff for the movie. That's a little bit better, but there still sounds to be some problems. And they don't know what to do with the movie. And there's a big chance that it might even be pushed into 2024 at this point. And honestly, I could see them doing that because DC has not had a good year. And they're speculating that Blue Beetle's not going to do very well in a couple weeks here. So if that doesn't do well, I can see them totally pushing Aquaman into 2024. Supposedly James Gunn had to get involved. They took out the Ben Affleck scenes because they didn't want to, trick people or make fans think that they were going to continue this series somewhere else that they're not. So they had to kind of change some things up. But yeah, man, fingers crossed. I mean, the first Aquaman movie made over $1 billion and was a big hit, and a lot of people love that movie. I don't know why they're struggling with part two when it's all the same people involved. But we will have to wait and see. Two A24 movies have been given approval to film during the actor's strike. That is because A24 is not a part of the SAG team. So they're allowed to petition, and it's been granted to go ahead and film while other movies are frozen, obviously, at this time. Netflix's Quarterback has been renewed for season two, and that was confirmed by Peyton Manning. We have the new trailer for Dune Part 2 to check out. We have the new trailer for Perpetrator, which stars Alicia Silverstone in a new horror movie that'll be coming to Shudder. We have the trailer for Dear David, which is a viral horror story that went around, and they adapted it. So it is now going to be coming soon. So check out the trailer for Dear David. Elite has been renewed for season 8 over at Netflix with new and returning cast members. We also have the season 2 trailer for The Wheel of Time. I know a lot of people really liked this show when it hit Prime a couple years ago, so season 2 on its way. We also have the new trailer for A Haunting in Venice, which is the third movie in the Hercule Poirot mysteries. There has been a murder. So this time he's going a little spiritual, a little creepy. So check out the new trailer for A Haunting in Venice. Let's see here. Magnum PI also moving to the fall schedule, as once again everything's being shifted. So this is the second part of its last season. It was supposed to come out pretty soon. It looks like they're going to push it back to spread out some programming. Wicked Part 1, director John M. Chu says the fantasy epic will release on time despite the strike. Part 2 is another question, though, because they were just about 10 days out from finish filming Part 2, and then the actor's strike hit, so they're on pause for that. But it looks like Part 1 will go along as planned. We have a breakdown of The Acolyte, which is the new Star Wars show that kind of follows the Sith. So check that out to see some background news on that. The Rookie Feds, which is the spinoff show of The Rookie. The show is currently still on the bubble, as a potential season 2 might happen, but things are dragging on right now. So no word yet on that. NBC fully gutting its fall schedule amid the strikes, pushes 6 of their returning series into 2024. So there you go. I told you a lot of things being pushed back to next year because of all that. John Boyega says that he is open to returning to the Star Wars universe. So this is something that he has said before he didn't want no part of. Now it sounds like he might do that pretty soon here. And we do have a full article up from The Hollywood Reporter talking about the Aquaman Lost Kingdom and all of the steps that they've taken to make this movie to the screen. So definitely check that out if you haven't seen. We have the new poster for The Marvels, which looks awesome. This, of course, is the new Marvel Studios movie with Brie Larson coming back as Captain Marvel. You got Tiona Paris coming back from the WandaVision show. And then Iman Vellani hitting the big screen for the first time, reprising her role as Miss Marvel. And then Samuel Jackson coming back in this one. So the Marvels hitting theaters on November 10th. This poster is awesome. And along with the poster, they released the new full-length trailer, which is great. So check out the new Marvels trailer right now, which looks awesome, and I'm super excited for this movie, so definitely check that out. Warner Brothers looking to push some stuff around. We talked about how they might be looking to push Aquaman 2 into next year. What they're really looking at right now is Dune 2. That's right, Dune 2 is supposed to come out in November, and it sounds like talks are going around to push Dune into 2024. Possibly The Color Purple and Aquaman 2 as well. We will wait and see. Nothing confirmed at this point. But what a lot of studios are worried about right now is with the strike, these actors can't even go on like late night shows. They can't do any kind of promotion, which really scares these movie studios. So I think they're kind of worried like, hey, if the movie's going to come out and we're still on strike, I don't want to, you know, worry about, you know, our actors not being able to promote these things, because then it's going to be less box office. So that's the idea right now. We will keep you posted as always, but Dune 2 looks to be the most likely to move to 2024 as WB considers new dates for Color Purple and Aquaman 2 as well. Kevin Smith announced at Comic-Con. Yes, Comic-Con is going on right now for the weekend. I know, shout out to Peeps and Friggins. They are currently at Comic-Con right now, even though it looks like the wackest Comic-Con we've ever had because of the strikes. There's no big panels. There's no movie stars. There's no trailers. There's no Hall H. Nothing really is happening at Comic-Con right now. So unless you just want to see comic book writers and get autographs and buy merch, it's not the greatest year to go to Comic-Con, but it looks like they're still having a fun time. But at one of the panels, Kevin Smith was there, and he announced that Keith David will be joining Masters of the Universe Revolution as the villain Hordak for the upcoming season over on Netflix. We have the Harley Quinn Season 4 trailer for the animated version that Kaley Cuoco leads, so check that out. We have a little teaser for American Horror Story Delicate, which is the name of the new season, featuring Kim Kardashian, so check out that little tease. The Dirty Dancing 2 sequel has been delayed. Yes, a lot of people were like, Dirty Dancing 2? They were making the Dirty Dancing 2, and it looks like it has been delayed deeper into 2024. AMC Theaters, remember they were going to do a really stupid thing and charge you for being in a better seat? They have scrapped those plans. They will no longer will be one charge, and one charge fits all. So there you go, right there. The Borderlands movie, which has been going through so much drama, which was filmed like 2 years ago. They've done a lot of reshoots, and it still sounds like this movie can't be salvaged. It was supposed to come out sometime this year. Well, officially, no. It's going to be another year delay, as it won't be hitting theaters until August of 2024. Holy shit. That's right. Another year away. August 2024 for the Borderlands movie. So there you go. Secret Invasion, almost over. That's right. We got one more episode left to wrap up this series over on Disney Plus. And Hulu has decided to get in on the game, and they have put up for streaming the first three episodes. So if you haven't seen it yet or don't have Disney Plus, and maybe you have Hulu, you could check out the first three episodes now streaming. Saw X is going to be hitting theaters in September now. So very cool there for the next Saw chapter. 30 Coins Season 2 has official trailer for the Max Horror series that will be back in October. We got an article up with the Transformers producers talking about a G.I. Joe crossover movie, so check that out if you're interested. We have the new Gran Turismo trailer for this movie. It comes out in a couple weeks in August. Looks really good. I'll definitely be there to check out Gran Turismo. Gen V, the official Boys spinoff, is coming to Prime Video in September, and the first trailer will drop next week, so keep an eye out for that. I'm really looking forward to Gen V. Congratulations to The Sound of Freedom, which crossed $100 million in the U.S., which is just big time for a little indie movie like that. We have the first trailer for Invincible Season 2. A lot of people have been really waiting for this one. New episodes will drop on November 3rd over on Prime Video. And it looks like because of the strike, they're going to break up Invincible Season 2 into two chapters. So you're going to get the first set of episodes on November 3rd, and then you'll get the rest at a later date. We also, Netflix dropped the first trailer for One Piece. That's right, the show, the movie that is going to be based off of the manga, and that's going to hit Netflix on August 31st. Greta Gerwig, who is coming off the high of Barbie, says she is terrified about directing the new Narnia movies for Netflix. After Barbie, she says, I haven't even started wrapping my arms around it, but I'm properly scared of it, which feels like a good place to start. So yeah, so she hasn't even gotten into it yet, but remember, she's making the first two Narnia movies, so good luck there on that. The John Wick prequel show, The Continental, officially coming to Peacock in September. That's right, it's going to be a three-part event. So just three episodes that will start dropping in September. So really looking forward to this one here. The Continental. It's going to be awesome. We have the first official teaser for The Walking Dead, The Ones Who Live, which is the return of Rick and Michonne. That's right. The spinoff arrives in 2024. So as we continue all these damn Walking Dead shows. Speaking of Walking Dead shows, the other spinoffs, Dead City and Daryl Dixon, have both been renewed for new second seasons over on AMC. So, man, they are just continue to double down on the Walking Dead series. AMC should just retitle themselves Walking Dead Plus. MGM, which was originally planned to open their new movie Challengers with Zendaya in theaters on September 15th, well, they have pushed it once again. The movie will be delayed to the summer season of 2024. So, yeah, this is the new tennis drama with Zendaya. It was supposed to open up in less than 2 months. Now delayed to the summer of 2024. Barbie, man, when it came out on its preview night, 22.3 million. I saw it on the preview night and it was sold out. So yeah, it was the biggest preview night of the year. So big, that's how we knew, ooh, Barbie's in for some big stuff. So Oppenheimer launched to a 10.5 million Thursday preview. So pretty big for a 3-hour R-rated epic. So big time there. And then, yeah, so that was the preview night. American Dad season 18 is coming soon to TBS. So we're going to get the first teaser trailer here in the next couple days. Welcome to Wrexham season 2 is coming back to Hulu on September 12th. Early box office predictions for Blue Beetle do not look promising. Is looking to perform around 15 mil right now. I think it'll definitely do better than that. I think Blue Beetle looks amazing. It looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. I think this could be DC Spider-Man. And I hope people go out and support it. Hopefully the reviews are good. FX's new Alien series is beginning production without its SAG cast members. That's right. So they have some SAG cast members, but then they have other international cast members that are not a part of it. So they're going to start filming this show and just use those actors that aren't on strike. So good way to get things going. I like that right there. Let's see here. We saw the Marvels. We talked about that. Sound of Freedom, we talked about, man, which is crazy because Sound of Freedom, which continues to sell tickets, fell only 26%. It was, we talked about earlier, it has now surpassed The Flash and Scream 6 to become the 12th highest grossing domestic release of the year. That is crazy. Would you ever think a movie like Sound of Freedom would outperform The Flash or Scream 6? Insane, man. Insane. We got a video up with Jamie Foxx. It looks like he is back. He thanks fans for their warm wishes and support. And, you know, he says, I went to hell and back and it's a long road to recovery. Had some potholes, but it's official. I'm back. I can get back to work. And it's just really good stuff, man. We all love Jamie Foxx and it's good to see him making his comeback there. Barbie had the biggest opening day of 2023. And Oppenheimer, followed right behind it, man. So big time. I think Barbie made $55 million just on Friday, which was insane. Watchmen and Crisis on Infinite Earths are getting animated movies coming from DC, so that'd be pretty cool. Speaking of Invincible, they've released a special based on Adam Eve. Check out the second season of Invincible is officially slated to premiere on Prime Video early in November, but right now you can watch that Adam Eve special over on Prime. Quantum Leap is tapped manifest as Melissa Roxburgh to guest star in season 2. We have your first look at Star Trek Discovery, the next season of that, so definitely check that out. Director Christopher McQuarrie of Mission Impossible says, I can say with confidence that part 2 is even crazier. That's right, so get ready, man, because I'm ready for Dead Reckoning Part 2. Even though y'all didn't go see Part 1, I can't wait for Part 2. The first ever Star Trek musical episode has been announced, and we have a trailer for it, so check that out if you're interested. It's going to be pretty cool there. Elon Musk claiming that Twitter will soon be renamed X. Why? I don't know, but who gives a shit? I don't care what it's named, really. And let's see here. We talked about that. Like I said, congratulations again to Greta Gerwig making box office history as Barbie has scored the biggest opening weekend ever for a female director. Along with that, like I said, that $155 million is the biggest domestic debut of the year, surpassing the Super Mario Brothers movie. Just biggest weekend that we've had pretty much all year when you put all these movies together. It was a big, big weekend for the box office. We also have your season 2 teaser trailer for Interview with a Vampire, which is, of course, coming back soon. And they debuted that over at Comic-Con as well. And on that note, That's our show. We actually went longer than my last episode, and we didn't even have a full week to talk about. So I'm very shocked by that, but it is only a half hour, so nothing too crazy. But thank you again so much for listening. I'm going to wrap this baby up and get on out of here because I got a pack from my trip. But once again, I wanted to say thank you for 1 million downloads. I want to say thank you for listening to the show. I'm glad I'll be able to get this out before I leave, so y'all have something to listen to until next week's show when we come back. I won't leave y'all hanging. You know, I look out for y'all. So thank you once again. AmiOnTheAir.com is our official webpage. So make sure you bookmark that. Make sure you subscribe to our Quick Bites podcast as well. Make sure you follow us on Twitter and Threads and TikTok and Instagram. Everything simply at AmiOnTheAir. You can follow me directly at DXDonMega. Give our Facebook page a like at Facebook.com/AmiOnTheAir. You can watch all these trailers. Check out all the articles on all our social media there, so check that out. Video reviews up on our TikTok and Instagram, so follow that. I'm also posting them now on Threads as well. Our shout out to our great affiliates at reddragonsradio.com and the Pop Culture Pros. So follow on Twitter at Red Dragons Radio and on Twitter at Pop Culture_Pros. Always appreciate y'all playing us on demand. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. Thank you so much for supporting the show. 1 million, baby. So let's go party. That's right. So that's this episode of Am I on the Air? We'll be back. Not this week, because that's why I'm putting this out a little bit early. The following week. So, I mean, it'll still be a good solid 7 days. And we'll be back to get you caught up with all the latest and the greatest in entertainment news. So take care of yourselves and each other. And until next time, y'all. Peace.
Bye, everybody. Thank you for listening. Red Dragons! Red Dragons!